Random Construction over Sand and Gravel. This is Lily.
Hi, Lily. Is Lindsay in?
Yes, she is. Can I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. This is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was 2 weeks ago, and basically it was based on some past financing you guys did with TransLease in 2014. And so based on that borrowing history, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see if you guys had anything coming up this quarter where you might need some financing.
We are actually good.
Okay, that's good. That's good. How's business going over there?
It's busy.
Busy? That's like the best thing problem to have, right?
Yeah, I'm glad it's busy now because winter is upon us very shortly.
Oh, are you guys seasonal?
You know, kind of. We work up until the snow flies, and then we wait for the sun to melt it, and then we work. We keep working all year round. It just slows down when we get a lot of snow. So.
Oh, that makes sense. So, when things are slow, do you guys like shift your focus, or how do you get through that?
We do a lot of snow plowing, so we just concentrate on that, and then whatever else we have going, we just kind of keep going and make do and move snow and keep working.
I guess that makes sense. So do you guys have to like cut back on personnel then, or just take on less projects, or you just kind of like move everything towards like the snow plowing?
You know, we have a lot of like move stuff to spring projects, but we just keep going as far. Everybody in Pagosa keeps going as long as they can, you know. January is like kind of the months that are really slow, and then we just make do towards the spring. So
okay, that makes a lot of sense. So is your customer base like business to business or business to consumer? Like, what does the snowplow fall under?
It's just basically we do road maintenance, so that's all it is. That we just move snow on all the main roads.
And then, but normally you guys are just doing like dirt and things like that.
Yeah, we do everything here. It's like everything, dirt, gravel, snow. Yeah, maintain roads, basically.
Okay, so is that like through the city?
Is it what?
Is it like through the city or through?
No, it's just not through the town or anything. It's just through our business. We have many contracts that just maintain certain roads, so.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I don't really know how that like works. I don't know like who owns like the road. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess it's a small town.
How long have you guys been there?
He's been here for 25 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. How many people are in the town?
I have no idea. It's seasonal, so people come in the summer. They leave in the winter.
Oh, really? Okay. That's cool. That's awesome. Oh, okay. I think I'm seeing here. Oh, wow. The population is small. It says 1,719.
Probably correct.
So, is your business growing at all?
Yeah. Oh, constantly. There's lots of new growth going on in this town.
So, oh, yeah.
But it's seasonal. People come in, they build, they buy, and then they leave for the winter.
Okay, and so when
they come back.
Nice. And so when they build and buy, then you guys can come in and help with like the excavating, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. So how do you guys seek out new business?
You know, we advertise and word of mouth and basically everything but internet. They haven't ventured that way yet, so.
If you guys had access to that kind of capital, would you be daring enough to do some of the online stuff, like you have a website, some search engine optimization, things like that?
You know, they're just not wanting to do that. I think because they've been established for so long, they feel comfortable mm-hmm. with what they have on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing the reputation they have, it's really just kind of works as word of mouth around here.
Oh.
So, you know how that goes. People move in and who's mm-hmm. the best of the best, and they kind of get their numbers from there.
Okay.
But, yeah. So that's kind of where they're at right now.
Yeah. Are there a lot of, like, is there a lot of competition out there with what you guys do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is, actually.
Oh, really? What gives you guys the advantage? Just, like, the word of mouth?
Yeah, word of mouth and reputation, for sure.
Awesome. So would you say, like, is growth, like, your main priority, or do you guys just focus on, like, day-to-day operations as the primary focus?
You know, growth, for sure. I think with any company, you want mm-hmm. it to keep growing. So mm-hmm. I think I would say both, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they really do go hand in hand. Is there, like, a typical time of year where you guys, like, evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
You know, basically I think that more in the springtime for sure.
Okay.
Because it's like we're winding up for the season.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So in the springtime. Okay, did you guys take anything on new this year at all?
No, he's pretty much got what he needs right now, so he didn't venture into that route.
Okay. Would a new piece of equipment be able to generate any further revenue for your business?
No, I think he's got everything under the sun.
Okay.
Yeah. If anything, he needs to downsize.
Okay. And do you know if, like, maybe towards the end of the year, do you guys ever, like, take advantage of Section 179 to kind of offset those taxes by onboarding a piece of equipment?
You know, I don't think, no, he doesn't take advantage of that.
Okay. Well, Lindsay, it's been great talking to you. Would it be okay if I can just follow up with an email for you and then probably, like, circle back with you a few times a year until springtime when you're looking for that equipment or if you're, you know, see what you guys are looking for and then kind of go from there?
Yeah, that's fine.
So what would the best email be?
Weber, Weber, Sand, Gravel, Gravel,
mm-hmm.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. Webersandgravel@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and send you an email, and then I'll just keep in touch with you and see how things are going.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, it was good talking to you. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.